A federal disaster has been declared in parts of south-central Louisiana after that storm system that dumped 20 inches of rain and caused massive flooding before moving west is now crawling into Texas. FEMA, the emergency agency, is in Louisiana today, but residents have been launching an emergency response since the weekend. Civilian volunteers, including a Facebook community of hunters and fishermen, throwing their boats on the back of four-wheel drive trucks and rescuing people from completely different towns. It's an extension of a movement founded during Hurricane Katrina known as the Cajun Navy. Jared Saranay of St. Bernard Parish was home watching storm footage with his newborn when he remembered a friend who joined up with the Cajun Navy during Katrina. And Jared was inspired to go this time, leaving his baby and wife. He's back with him now. Jared, where did you go?
On Saturday, we went to Baton Rouge and we worked at a neighborhood called Monticello. When we first got there, we were going to houses that probably had, 3 foot of water approaching 4 foot, and started pulling people who, some of them had water in their house already, some of them didn't. You know, their house, maybe their house was 3 to 4 foot off the ground.
We understand you found people in shock on their porches at the fact that they were stranded. People living in a tent on top of a five and dime store or something like that?
Right. That was on Sunday. But on Saturday, we knew it was real because as soon as we were putting our boats in, we heard one of the, there weren't very many first responders there, but one of the deputies there, we heard him yell to another deputy that they had already just found a dead body floating in the water. So we knew it was real. So we started pulling people on Saturday, and a lot of them, like I said, were just kind of in shock or just not really, you know, the water had come up so quick that they really, it caught them all off guard.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we kind of really tried to go to an area called Denham Springs where we kept getting reports where it was really bad, but there was no way to really drive into Denham. So we kind of just followed the GPS maps and tried to get to the water. We could never get to Denham, but we crossed the Amite River and got into a place called Port Vincent, and that's where There was no, essentially no authorities there. And we found some, you know, two stores. One of them was a Dollar General store, and there were people camped out on the roof.
And so you bring these people out, I'm imagining all ages. What did they seem like? Is this something that people think, oh, here, the water's rising again? Or were they in shock? Like
caught completely off guard. Most of these areas have never flooded, you know, so much so that most of the people didn't even have flood insurance. You know, a lot of elderly wanted to leave. A lot of people wanted to stay, you know, and they were just going to ride it out. But a lot of elderly wanted to get out. Of course, like all the small children, we needed to get them out. And then a lot of people bound to wheelchairs. They just, you know, it's much, much better for them if we get them out, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, how are you feeling today? Probably some of the adrenaline is wearing off. How are you feeling about this?
We learned a lot, you know. I mean, yesterday they had some crews go out, you know. What happened was as it grew and as you posted things on Facebook, you had more and more hunters and fishermen who were like, man, I want to do this. I want to join. And what actually happened, the groups of boats going out grew to these, you know, sizes of like 30 boats and 30 trucks. And yesterday they actually got turned away a lot. Mm-hmm. And we're still kind of figuring out why that was. I mean, some of it was that some of the rescues weren't, you know, the amount of people who needed to be rescued weren't as great as in number as they were the first 2 days. And some of that was just that, you know, the bureaucracy started to set in. But today we're just kind of staying put. We're on standby, waiting to hear where the water comes up and where we might be needed. But I'll tell you this, if we hadn't mobilized as quickly as we had on those first 2 days, more people would have either been stranded or really in a dangerous position, because in most cases we were there before any type of authority was, at least in the areas I worked.
Yeah.
You know, you got guys pulling up thinking, you know, we kept getting reports from Facebook. Oh, you know, this family is trapped on top of this roof, or this baby is having a seizure. And these guys take that to heart. And they're like, well, we got a boat. We know how to be on the water. We're going to get them right now. And you pull up and there's a roadblock and there's some local, you know, local police officers. And they say, look, guys, we can't let y'all through. You know, you're not going out today. And, you know, and understand, you know, some of those interactions didn't go the way that the Cajun Navy boys planned. And they felt like they were being turned away from nothing. And we're going to get more details on that. And we don't want to be extremely critical of the local police departments. And we understand everybody's under a lot of pressure. But it was, you know, everybody's emotional right now. And the emotion that my boys felt was that we got boats, we can help, let us in.
I hear you. And yet I'm sure you can understand officials are probably thinking, oh, my gosh, we don't know who is going in there on a boat. What if we have to rescue them? But it, as it turns out.
Yeah, there's a lot of details we're going to try to sort out. And, you know, you got to figure hurricane season just began, you know, June 1st. So we may be needed again sometime in the near future. And we're just hoping we learn a lot from this on how to help out moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I hear you're home with your baby, your newborn, and glad to hear
his mom has been really awesome letting me go do this. Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, that means she lost a lot of sleep. So I'm trying to wash in so she can get rested up a little bit.
Jared Serenay, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.